Georgia indictment charges Trump, lawyers, aides for speech violations, nationwide conspiracy. By Joel B. Polak on August 14, 2023. The 98-page, 41-count indictment handed down by a Fulton County, Georgia grand jury on Monday evening charges former President Donald Trump, his lawyers, and his campaign aides with multiple crimes for a nationwide challenge to the 2020 vote. The indictment was released close to midnight on Monday after a rushed grand jury process that took just one day to consider a complicated set of allegations involving 19 defendants, including the president, across a wide array of states and jurisdictions. Trump, Georgia 23 SC188947 criminal indictment by Breitbart News on Scribd. The indictment does not fundamentally concern actions taken in Georgia, but describes words spoken and actions taken by the Trump campaign in a variety of other states in their efforts to cast doubt on the controversial 2020 presidential election. The indictment charges several defendants with crimes merely for making statements that argued the 2020 election was stolen. It claims that actions such as holding public hearings in Pennsylvania amounted to acts in furtherance of an illegal conspiracy. Other acts that are referred to as furthering the conspiracy include tweets by then-President Trump encouraging people to watch public hearings in which allegations of voting irregularities were being made by Trump's lawyers and witnesses. The indictment also describes an effort to prepare false electors, what even the New York Times has called alternate electors, despite the precedent set by Democrats in the 1960 election on behalf of John F. Kennedy in the closely contested Hawaii race. Finally, the indictment also attempts to charge alleged federal violations in state court, seeking accountability in a Democrat-run, Democrat-friendly jurisdiction for actions allegedly taken by the Republican presidential nominee in the last presidential race. Notably, there has never been any prosecution, in any jurisdiction, of Hillary Clinton and her lawyers and aides, who were involved in spinning the Russia collusion hoax, which sought to overturn the results of the 2016 presidential election. Nor has there been any prosecution of the white shadow campaign hatched by Democrats to swing the 2020 election by changing voting rules in key swing states, to suppress news, to censor social media, and to encourage social unrest nationwide. The indictment came just hours after a document was prematurely posted on the Fulton County Court's website, listing nearly 40 counts. The document was deleted, and officials claimed it was a fictitious document, a claim many observers later contested. Notably, while the indictment refers several times to statements made by the defendants to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, it does not refer to an oft-misquoted statement by Trump that "I just want to find 11,780 votes." Willis declined to answer questions about the fictitious document, claiming not to know about it and claiming not to know about the administrative duties of a county clerk who might have led to the document being uploaded earlier in the day. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudill, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.